This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tobin and Leroy Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez, suavemente, bésame. Que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez, suave, bésame, bésame, suave, bésame otra vez.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Suave,
bésame, bésame. Hope your weekend was suave.
Hope your Monday has been going suave as well. Leroy? Figgy? It's time.
Hey.
It is time.
Oh.
Right before we left, I told you we're going to be playing. First time on this show. We listen, but we don't judge. We're going to be listing off various scenarios. J-Fig, you're going to give me some. Leroy, if you got any, you can give me some too. And the whole idea is to get this off of our chest so that we become closer as a unit without being judged by anyone. This is a safe space, guys. And if for some reason you guys are listening and you have your own moments that you don't want any judgment on, feel free to call us 305-560-0560. Let's start off with one that I've been meaning to get off my chest for quite some time. All right. This is something. Now, guys, can you repeat after me? I need everyone to repeat after me. We listen, but we don't judge.
We don't judge. We
listen, but by the way,
yeah,
I saw this on Instagram with the two girls and the mom.
Perfect. So you've seen this before. You're familiar with the structure. Now we can go ahead and release our own demons. My first admission is, if my son poops, sometimes I immediately hop in the shower so my wife is forced to change it. We listen. We don't judge.
We don't judge.
We don't judge.
You sound like you're being lazy.
Hey, no, Leroy. That's not what it
judging
sounds like.
Marco.
I'm not judging.
It seems like.
I'm not judging. I've been known to use some tricks of the trade of how to get out of stuff.
Look,
I got one.
Wait, can I ask him a question before?
Yeah. Sure.
Where do you leave the baby?
Close enough
for her to smell it?
No, just like, well, it can't be. She can't smell it yet. Because then she'll know, like, why are you running to the shower immediately if he smells this way? So the baby has to be far enough that she can't smell it, but close enough that she knows he's safe. You know, he's fine. He's just, you know, over there doing some stuff. And I'm going to go hop in the shower. You know, I take about 10, 15 minutes minimum. That's enough time for her to find out that this child has just unleashed an adult-sized poop.
But what happens? What happens if you come back out and it's not changed yet?
That's unacceptable. I am calling CPS.
Stolen my rib said Leroy couldn't hold out past the first one.
Judging already, dude.
All right, I'll go.
Leroy, everyone repeat. We listen.
We listen.
But we don't judge.
So when I go to Publix, I'll go to get some meat, and I'll see that the meat and the sandwich line are long. So I just go to where they put the pre-cut, where they cut the meat for people.
Yeah.
And I check their sub. And if it's the sub that I wanted anyway, I just grab it and go pay for it.
Leroy! Oh, wait, I'm so sorry.
We listen and we don't judge
and
we will not send this to Publix.
We don't.
Is it stealing if you pay, though?
It's not.
It's about ethics.
We don't. No, you're judging.
You're judging.
J-Fig. You are judging. No, Stunt Steve. He is not.
It's not a sub. Is it a sub stealer if you're paying for it?
It is not, Leroy. Thank you for admitting it. Thank you. Like, you're in a safe space here. You continue. You pay for it, man. Nothing illegal going on here.
Right.
Maybe you inconvenience
someone. I didn't want to wait in the line.
Hey, if anything, one may call what you and I just described a vet move. Someone call that a vet move right there.
Vet move.
Although you got someone pissed in the chat. Timbo says, that's who's been taking my subs.
You probably should have a sub list.
Wow.
You're judging the chat without even knowing how
No. He didn't listen to them, so he's allowed to judge.
I'm sorry. I'm lashing out. I'm sorry.
He said you should probably have a sub list. All right, J-Fig. Let's go. One more time, guys. We listen, but we don't judge. All right. What do you got for us, J-Fig?
So I've done the numbers, guys.
All right.
First of all, you're doing numbers. Some ain't
She's
right.
She's crunching numbers.
Oh, wait, sorry.
You're judging me before I even say something.
Leroy, she didn't even get to it.
What? Wait, like, there's certain people in your life that you hear crunching numbers and you're like,
But we can't judge her though.
Leroy. Okay, fine. Go.
Okay.
Numbers cruncher.
Okay. Lisa, I'm not a chip cruncher. Anyway.
Oh, whoa!
Hey, this segment has become very judgy.
This is so judgy.
Point for JF.
Okay, I apologize.
I have cropped over 17 men from my photos.
17?
We listen. We don't judge.
That's 17
human
beings. Why even take a picture with you at this point? Like, what is the point of you? Like,
I know. I'm terrified.
What is going on? But we don't judge. We don't judge. J-Fig, that is very, very big of you to admit. I will not cast any judgment on you, and I understand.
Why is Leroy sweating? He's already looking, he's already wondering if he has been cropped out of my phone.
Judgment train. Man. What are the standards? Like, what do we have to do to make a photo? If JFig looks too good in a photo, doesn't matter who else is in that picture. They are done.
I will Photoshop you out.
Jeez.
Wow.
She's getting better at this. But we don't judge. We don't judge. It's not something we do.
Leroy's about to burst.
Not judging.
We are not.
Liar.
Not judging.
We are liar. Not judging here. All right. This is my last one here. Remember, guys, we listen, but we don't judge. I drank a lot of water before I went to bed a couple nights ago.
I'm sorry.
What? What? It's funny. What, water is funny? Just drinking water.
No, Glenn had to change your diaper? Whatever. No.
And I had a dream that I was peeing. But I was like, ha, you're not going to trick me. I know this is a dream. So in my dream, I closed the toilet and went back to my bed. I must have had an inception moment where I thought, well, that was it. All done. I was still in my dream, and I may or may not have let a little bit more go than I would have liked to.
You're a bedwetter.
No, I'm not a bedwetter, Leroy.
And a grown-ass man is a bedwetter.
There shall be no judgment.
Sorry, is that judging?
There shall be no judgment.
Did you blame the child?
Because as I woke up and brought my son to the bed, apparently, baby, look, he peed on our bed. Can you believe our son? He leaked through his pamper, and I may or may not have blamed my son for the small amount, really relatively small, no bigger than my phone when you open it. No bigger than that, small little puddle. You can blame it on the boy. Really easy peasy.
Can I just tell you?
As long as you're not judging me, you can tell me.
No. Like.
But no, no. Because you're not saying anything. But you simply going, that's enough. that's enough, dude.
I didn't say that. That just caught me a little off guard. Like, do you need like a crisis group or something to talk to? No.
I thought
traumatic situation right there.
I thought I had one in this group. I thought this was my crisis group.
All right.
This is no
joke. All right. I got one. So I was in the parking lot coming out of Publix into the parking lot. And somebody pulled so close to me, I had to get in on the passenger side.
Oof.
Right. So I put shopping carts all the way around this car.
Okay. You're trapping. Okay. We listen. Well, we don't judge the maniac.
It wasn't at Publix. It was at Walmart.
The maniac. Oh, that is.
Why you're terrorizing you're Walmart?
A moat of shopping carts around someone's car. What's going on? You can't.
So he understands the distance around a car that needs to be so other people could get in their car.
Leroy. We listen. We don't judge.
I go to Whole Foods, too. I go to Whole Foods. I go to Fresh Market.
Have you ever had an issue at Whole Foods?
Meat and fish. Huh?
Have you ever had an issue at Whole Foods with customer service or customers?
No, because they don't give none. They have one lane open, and you go up in there. But of all the places, Whole Foods seems to be, like, way more excited to help you than the others. Hmm. Fresh Market, they only open up one lane until the line goes through the back of the store, and then they say, oh, open on three.
You know what I hate Sprouts. I can't get nothing normal in Sprouts.
I'm not a fan of the what's the other place? Trapper Joe's.
Trapper?
Trader Joe's.
I like Trader Joe's.
Because they individually wrap it, which means that it was probably frozen at some point, and I'm not down with that. I want fresh meat. So I go to, you know, Delaware Chicken. I'll go to Broward Meat and Fish. I go to, where they have fresh meat you could get.
If I have to drive more than 20, 25 minutes to a grocery store, I'm not going.
No.
Where's?
The closest Trader Joe's to me is maybe 30 minutes away from me or more.
I'm not going. I don't need Trader Joe's that bad.
Yeah.
The closest one I have is Sprouts, and even then, I don't like Sprouts.
What is Sprouts? I've never been in a Sprouts. I know there's one in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
That one in Dania Point.
Remember we went to eat that one time at Shuck and Dive?
Shuck and Dive.
It's right near there, Sprouts. And it looks big, but I don't know what's in it.
I went in there for a ginger ale. I was like, my stomach is kind of messed up. Let me get a ginger ale. Bro,
they had the frog flu?
I must have had the frog flu. And they just don't have normal things over there. You can't buy a Coca-Cola, a Sprite, a ginger ale, a Gatorade.
You can probably buy Poppy or Olipop.
Yeah. You know what, though? I don't want that crap. I want a good old Canada Dry. Make me burp. Jay Fig, do you have any confessions before we go to break? Remember, we listen, but we don't judge.
I don't know. Leroy was about to start crying my last one.
That's right. Because he's thinking of the pictures he's been cropped out of.
I know.
Don't worry. I'll show you the pictures we're in. All right, we listen.
Yes,
well, we do. And we talk to God.
You know, when she leads with this, here comes a whopper. Here comes a whopper.
I have a list of people that I invite to places when I need a plus one. And as I go down the list, no one can't go with me.
I'm sorry.
I have a backup list.
Two lists?
You got an A list and a B list?
Two lists? What are you, Hollywood? What is this?
Wow.
So where? Down,
we
down.
Listen.
But no, wait. But I just, like, hold on. I'm not judging.
I'm not judging, but I am right. Wondering if I'm a close friend of Jay Figs, what list am I on?
So it's just a list.
Break in case of emergency.
Depends on like where I'm going, who I know will be interested.
So you're typecasting your dates.
Social lists, huh?
Yeah.
Not judging. No. We listen, but we don't judge.
We listen, but we don't judge. But I still have some questions.
Like, Leroy will never be.
I'm just curious that. I've never had a rotation where I had a list.
What about multiple? What if you had lists of lists?
Sometimes you need someone to go with you somewhere, and you don't know.
I could call anybody.
You're married, okay?
No. I'm talking about even before.
Well-known person.
I had a friend. I had a friend that we didn't have no kind of intimate relationship or whatever. We used to call each other. I need a wingman. Boom. She would come. My wife knows her, right? We hung out. I was her wingman. She was my wingman.
Wow.
Keep you out of trouble that way when everybody think you with somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But no, I didn't have a long list. That sounds like, if I had a long list, don't you think Big Spoon would have a problem with that?
Leroy, we listen, we don't.
I'm just saying, it's me, it's not you.
This is you, but I didn't know you got an A list and a B list. You got it like that, huh?
Sometimes I got a C list.
Whoa!
C list. Oh, you know, hey, I'm going to tell you like this. Yeah. Dudes, if you're on the C list, your ass is getting cropped out.
Oh, yeah. That's what the C stands for.
C stands for cropped out.
Dates Alf wants to see the bird list.
The bird list.
Strange.
The bird list.
There's birds making a nest outside.
I'm still shocked at this.
Yeah.
Marcos, you have, like, if you, like, wanted to go somewhere, you had probably a couple of people you could call, and you call them and you know what's up before you go there.
But a couple.
I had a list.
See, a list means more than three. A couple of people is two people. Well, one this person.
A list is like five on the list.
Yeah. I have different pulling interest. That thing
down like a scroll. Who shall I invite this weekend?
Should I take one of the croppers?
We got comedy. He's not.
You're
funny.
Judging me.
Yeah, he's you know, Leroy. Funny. You're judging Leroy. How dare judging. You judge her?
I got to tell you, I'm giving you pound right there. The list. I ain't never had no list. Never.
Probably because you pee your bed.
No, that's, you ain't got no list.
Hey, no judgment.
We're not judging. I mean, like, it's very normal for a grown ass man to pee in the bed. I'm just saying.
Oh, I can't wait to cut that and play that out of context.
You make sure you cut the context right after you say, I went to bed.
Nope. No one will ever know the truth. I feel much better after revealing these and getting this off my chest. I appreciate you guys.
I don't even make a grocery list. I go in, get what I need, and get out. I don't know. That's why I can't go shopping with my wife. She likes to peruse, walk up and down all the damn aisles. I'm like, get what you need and let's get up out of here. We ain't got to fill up the basket.
Perusing for a bruising.
Low-key telling us she got a roster.
She got a roster.
Hey, who's just starting five?
Wow.
Nope. Hey,
that C-list, you know what that C-list is? G-League.
G-League.
Wow.
She called him up. She said, hey. Look. Bobby, we're gonna call you up for a 10-day. Yeah. I gotta go. I got a concert I wanna go to.
10 days too long.
Yeah. So you come on in. We're gonna fly you down.
10 days is too long.
Fly.
Come on to the concert and then we're gonna send you right back. Cause you're on the third list. Okay, thank you, bye.
Nah. The way Fig has it set up,
hey, so
they're buying the tickets.
So is your list like boyfriend material?
It's full of many things.
Okay, or friend, is your A list reliable?
Like A list is mostly reliable. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then
every time we see you go somewhere and you get somebody from the list, you always come back and say, "Look at these pictures. We ain't got it like that. We ain't nope."
Wait, what?
When you like the cropper, right? You just like no. He kept trying to get no. We just friends. I got to tell you this. This is the honest truth.
No judging.
Nobody that I previously dated, I could call in a pinch and go to a concert. I'm just saying, that's me.
What do you mean by that?
Just what I said.
No, I want you to specify what you're trying to say there.
You brought the cropper and you said he got his own thing going, but you just needed somebody to go to concert with you. Then you cropped him out.
J-Fig, I'll go to concerts with you. But if there's any screaming rock...
If you say that, you can't take it back.
Late night, weekends. If it's any of those things, I can't do it. But hey,
I wouldn't put you in the late night weekends part because I respect the fact that you guys have wives.
Wait, so in other words, he can't go to nothing. Except so, a concert that's at 2 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yeah, if that's available. Hey, I am.
A festival, I'm not a boy.
If she comes up with a bingo list, you'll be number one.
I am your boy if it comes to a midday.
Trevor's out here saying concerts alone are the best. I've done some concerts alone, but not
as a woman.
I'm a girl.
Yeah, as Hold a woman, done. It's different.
Hold on.
Yep.
I'm a girl.
Let me just put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor. Don't ever tell nobody that.
He loves going to concerts alone.
I mean,
we listen, but we don't judge. There we go.
I'm just saying.
I'm a girl. I can't be going to places alone most of the time, okay?
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You ever gone somewhere and met friends there? I hate doing that.
I'm done now, yeah.
Like, because you go, you meet somebody there. Then what you got to do? Where y'all at? What's up? Where? Okay, I'll be over there in a minute.
And then it's like bad signal. I do that at tailgates where people are like, yeah, come meet me at the tailgate. And I'm like, oh my God, it's the worst.
There's nothing.
Yeah, no, that's not.
All my friends, when I go to a game and you tell me, come meet you at your tailgate, don't just say, I'm in the orange lot.
Like, my God, they love saying that.
I have no idea where, because when you go in to park, you just trying to park.
Yeah, also, you can't choose where to park. They make you park where there's a nice spot.
Well, what I try to do is, when I go with my buddy Dave, what I try to do is get a parking pass, and then you can buy
I've done the parking pass.
So I get a parking pass, and then he'll save me a spot. But I still drive around the parking lot trying to find him. He says, oh, I'm just on the east side. East side? What? Where's that? He goes, east. I'm like, I'm driving in my car. I don't know what side is what side because you can't come in.
You have a compass.
Yeah, but you can't drive wherever you want when you pull into the stadium.
True.
Wow.
That's what I just said.
Somebody.
And now everyone's out here saying they go to places alone. I go to places alone too. That doesn't mean
I just saw Captain America
all the time.
Let me say this. I've never been to a movie by myself. But I don't frown upon anybody who does.
I have no, yeah.
I would rather you go to the movie, or I would rather go to the movie by myself than bring somebody just for the sake of bringing them, knowing they don't like what I'm going to see.
This is why you have a list.
I got two kids. Somebody going.
Somebody going.
You make one of the kids go with you. See,
I don't make them go. Options. I just say, hey. Want to go to the movies? Oh, yeah. All right. That's it. Now, I might have to eat one to go see what they want to see. Because, you know. But, yeah. That's it. Now, or I'd say, Mel, you want to go see a movie? Take one of the kids. She know I'm going to see some nonsense.
Mm. Well, I'm very grateful for this therapy session you guys helped provide me.
Hey. First of all,
yeah, what's up?
Bedwetter.
No. Hey, this is the complete opposite of what we were supposed to do.
I didn't pass judgment.
Okay. Just call him a bedwetter.
That's not passing judgment. That's
it is.
It's just a fact.
There's a fact.
Now we're using it in a nickname term.
Yeah.
Which means there's a little bit of like
negative connotation on that for sure.
Nope. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
3-0 Canada in the first, Trevor reports. That means USA Canada looks like it is
again. How quick do they fight this time?
That's a good question. That is a good question. We're going to put some chili peppers on that tomorrow. Tobin returns tomorrow. J-Fig, Leroy. Not sure if you guys are going to be in studio, but I know you'll be here tomorrow.
I will be there.
Oh, Leroy? No? Yes? No?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm coming in.
All right.
I'm coming in tomorrow.
The fam is in. You can catch us.
Are you in?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
He's just seeing it in a way that he might not be in.
I'll be off tomorrow for sure. I'll be off tomorrow. No, I'll be here. I'll be here. I will be here tomorrow. I'll be here the rest of the week, hopefully. But Tobin returns tomorrow. We get some more shenanigans, silly sauce. Thank you guys for going along this journey with me today. Leroy for putting up with me. Jay Fig for making sure that we stayed in line. I appreciate you guys.
Really? I have a whole new respect for Jay Fig and her black book.
List? Woo! That's a dictionary, like, right?
Does that list have to do with, like, let me tell you. Do you treat them like strippers? Huh? So let me tell you. No. Okay. Listen.
Yep.
If you decent looking, but not
look, you know, my list. No,
hold on.
My,
do you?
This is
do
like
you
friends.
Do the lunchtime. Everything. The lunchtime, or and then when you go somewhere nice, do you have to go to that weekend stripper mode where only the hottest, the latest and hottest come in?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I'm not answering these questions.
Oh, you know, wait. Everybody, listen. You know, if you're going somewhere nice,
my list isn't like throwing jabs at it.
No, okay. But you have some lists that are more dependable than other lists. You have some.
There's some other lists. These people would say yes more to going to this concert with me or going here, you know.
Oh, but you got to figure it out. So let me see. If you were going to like a concert and you know one of your friends liked the concert, you invite him first, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he got to, if that's one of your favorite people, you can't be in there with a C-lister. Right, so you got to have an A or B list because you want to be somebody's little arm candy or something. You want to look good or whatever. You can't.
I'm gonna look good for anyone. I'm going to see music.
Oh, so they just a coaster?
Now you're just no.
Seems like you're judging her list, Leroy.
Yeah, I don't like.
You're
this.
Judging her list, Leroy.
No.
This is awkward.
I've never had a list.
Yeah.
So I am just. Trying to figure out how the game works. That's all.
Steven's correct here.
The main is the A-list.
If you are on that list, that means you don't bring me down. You don't judge what I do during the set of the main. Let me be the happiest person.
Right. I got you.
But you hype me up. That way I can get even worse on my behavior here, okay?
Worse.
Whoa!
Well, yeah, I guess we'll find out more about her non-judgmental behavior when we come back.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Like I'm Mark.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.